This recording, Saudi Arabia 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in desert distant of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square, near the Duck Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in a mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, comma, comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the ghost. The ghost lowered back with her palm when singing a tone to her. Finally, she administrated either. Her efforts were not flutter. In no time, the ghosts were begun to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the ghost, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah conferred the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to major out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm from Jeddah. I think Jeddah, it's more freedom. I don't know why, but it's have a lot of activities there is. And more people are more opening than the other. Totally, it's different because different tradition. So in Saudi Arabia, we have to not freedom that much. So we have to wear like an abaya and tarhas. So here it's more freedom. In Saudi Arabia, we didn't drive a car, so in here we can drive a car. So yeah, it's different. So we can go whatever you want and anytime you can go. Like in Saudi Arabia, we have a time. So because here in Saudi Arabia, different between girls and boys. Here it's everyone the same. So yeah, it's different and different between ages. So in Saudi Arabia, wherever you age, if you're not married, so you have to still sitting in your house with your family. And here in age 18, so you have to be freedom. Yeah, every restaurant in Saudi Arabia is separate. But we can sit like a family, but if you just go like a man, they have a separate place. So you can go with your family, like your husband, your brother, your father. That's my opinion. I'm married. It's kind of something, it's different because it's different from our culture and traditional. So I know his sister. We are together in the beach. I saw her every weekend. And I never met my husband before. So she called my sister and she told her that I want to, my brother get engaged to your sister.
And I never saw him. I called him 2 weeks before I got engaged. And after that, I got engaged. I told my mother. In Arabic, لو سمحت أبغى كابتشينو, grand cappuccino. Like, excuse me, I want grand cappuccino. Yeah, thank you so much. شكرا. Oh, Allah يعطيك العافية. Thank you so much. And good job.